In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Reverend, very Reverend and Reverend Fathers, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
So this, the second Sunday before Nativity, we always commemorate the forefathers of Christ. And so I'm going to read from the Synaxarion, which is the reading that's done each day. There's a reading that tells the life of the saint that we celebrate this day. So I'm going to read from the Synaxarion to kind of explain what it is that we're celebrating this morning. It says, "We remember all the holy patriarchs of the Old Testament who prefigured or foretold Christ. Adam, the first father, Enoch, Melchizedek, Abraham, the friend of God, Isaac, the fruit of the promise, Jacob, and the 12 patriarchs. We then commemorate those who lived under the law, Moses, Aaron, Joshua, Samuel, David, and the prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, the 12 minor prophets, Elijah, Elisha, Zechariah, and John the Baptist, and finally the Virgin Mary, the intermediary between mankind and her divine Son." So what we remember is those who came before Christ and those who foretold him. This, in a sense, is a Sunday of anticipation. We're anticipating the nativity, the coming of our God in the flesh, of the second person of the Trinity becoming incarnate, becoming a man. And so this is an anticipatory Sunday in which we look forward to that. It's interesting, there's a lot of this in Orthodoxy. You know, we spend 40 days of Lent, and then we have a whole other week, a holy week before Pascha. So we have, you know, this week before Pascha that's in preparation for Pascha, Holy Week. But then we have 40 days before that. But that's not even quite enough, because then we have Sundays leading up to the Lent itself. So we have all of this anticipation, all of this building up. And we don't have quite as much during the Nativity fast, but we do have some, and this is part of it. So what we're celebrating today is those who were waiting for the Messiah but never got to see it happen, never had him come and actually be a part of their lives. And this is the way that we should approach Christ. We should be excited about the coming of the Lord. We should be excited about his nativity that we're going to celebrate in a couple weeks. It's easy in this day and age to get caught up in all of the other things, all of the kind of secular accoutrements of Christmas, the decorations and parties and cooking and presents and all of that stuff, and to miss that which these faithful people waited for and prayed for but didn't get to experience in their lifetime. Well, we get to experience that. We experience it every year as we remember his nativity. And then we experience even the fullness of his salvation at Pascha, when we celebrate his death and resurrection. And the amazing thing is, we experience this each and every week when we come to liturgy. When we come to partake of the holy body and the precious blood of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, we're experiencing something that these holy people, that these patriarchs and matriarchs, that these faithful people never got to experience. We get to take unto ourselves Christ. We get to follow his command that he said of eating his body and drinking his blood, and thus uniting ourselves with him. What a wonderful gift this is. What a beautiful gift we've been given. And yet we can come to it without that anticipation. So that's my challenge to you today, is when you come each and every Sunday, that you come with anticipation. That what we're doing here is the highest, most important thing that you do during the week, when you partake of the body and blood of Christ. And ultimately, we have these holy days, these high holy days, such as Nativity, in which we come to those with anticipation. But the anticipation is the same. It might seem a little more special. It does seem more special when it's Nativity or it's Pascha, but we call each Sunday the small Pascha. And the anticipation is for the same thing. It's for our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's how we should approach him. On Pascha, on Nativity, and all the great feasts, but also every Sunday, and ultimately every day in our life, seeking to have Christ be in us, and that he is all and in all for us and for our salvation, to his glory and that of the Father and the all-Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.